Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Well, I felt the need to say that so many times since it's been a while since we've been here so early in the morning on a weekday, but we had some storm issues, as many of you well know, around the world now. I think it's been televised and made famous, the storm Sandy and Super. It went from being a hurricane and storm and then to a super storm, and then that lasted for a week, and then the second week we got hit with another storm, a nor'easter. And so we've really been feeling and experimenting some challenges here on the East Coast, but nonetheless, we are making our way through this period and learning some things. You know, someone once said that it's not about failures. They are not meant to stop us, but we are to learn from them. So failures are not meant to stop us, but we are to learn from them. And I thought, you know, that's very, you know, true and very interesting and a great way to look at the things that happen to us in life. So we're back in the mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern time. You know, on Tuesday morning, we also have a co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin, and he hosts the show with us on Tuesday mornings entitled The Book by Book Success Project. And so for the past several months now, every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m., he brings to us yet another book where we discuss it, because he believes that reading is very, very, very not only important, but vital to your success. So reading, vital to your success. And that's your personal success, your professional success, and your spiritual success as well. So we are here as Coach LaLisa, for those of you, if it's your first time tuning in to the broadcast. We are here in the morning to motivate you, to coach you to the life of your dreams. You know, not everybody is living their dream life. And certainly, for so many people, their life is wrapped up and so closely tied to their career. And there are some people who don't even believe that you can have the career or job of your dream. And there are many reasons for that, and research shows that there are many reasons why some people don't believe that they'll ever have the career or the job of their dream. And so I have a theory that the reason that so many people don't, and I'm not the only one who believes in this particular theory, but one of the reasons I believe that so many people don't have a job or the career of their dreams is because they simply don't know, one, that they can and that it's possible. So if you don't believe that something is possible, then you are correct in that it won't be possible for you. And so that's one of the reasons why some people don't believe it, and therefore they don't set out to do it, you know. When it comes to this life and getting things, you have to be doing things to set yourself up for what you want and what you want to have. And then some people, they don't believe it. And then others would believe if they only knew. So I think that's another issue that people have. So welcome to the broadcast. We're on at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know that's pretty early for the California folks, and pretty, you know, somewhat late if you're over in Japan and other places around the world. But we are excited to be back, and we're going to be coming back on the show in the morning with topics to help you grow and be enriched in your personal life. And of course, if your personal life is growing, then that is going to spill over in the other areas of your career, your relationships, which are two of the areas that are really, really important for your success, and also your health and other areas. So, all right, then, let's go to work, as my friend Joe would say on MSNBC. Let's go to work. So we're talking today about seven steps to making your career dream a reality. Seven steps. Now, you may have some steps that you've already applied. You may have some that you've been thinking about, but for some reason, not quite there yet. But these steps, if you apply them, if you work them, you will get the results that you need. Now, the coaching that I do is the essence of what this broadcast is about today. So for those of you who, you know, this is something that you want to work with a coach on to make sure that this happens for you, then you need to contact me after the show, and we can, you know, talk about you possibly, or me possibly working with you as a client to help you get that dream career that you want. So I'm going to give you the steps. So the very first step is believing that it can happen for you. So the first step has to do with believing that you can have a dream job, that you can have your dream career. And so that might mean that you have to tear down some beliefs that maybe you've held since you were a child. You know, we pick up many beliefs along the way of our lives that speak to the negative that tell us we can't have, you know, this type of job or this type of career. And that's unfortunate because that happens to a lot of people. But we have, in the coaching program, we have exercises, we have activities, we have ways for you to get down to the belief that will help you believe that you can have that dream job. And then the second thing, the second step in this seven steps to making your career dream a reality is that you have to know what career you really love doing. So you have to find out what career that you really would love doing. You know, somebody once said, do what you love and the money will come. But in this sense, it's very similar. You have to be able to figure out what it is that you love. You know, what do you love doing? And again, through the coaching, we have activities, we have, you know, programs that will help you discover, assessments help you to discover what it is that you love doing. You know, if you're going to find your career dream, then you have to know what it is that you absolutely love doing. The third thing you have to do is you have to be able to follow your purpose in life. Okay? So many people, they say they don't know their purpose. Well, if you're going to tap into and make your career dream a reality, you have to find your purpose. So again, through the coaching, there's activities, there's assessments, there's work for you to do that we will guide you in, that will help you follow and help you to find and then follow your purpose. So far, we're talking today, if you just tuned in, seven steps to making your career dream a reality. Seven steps. You know, again, so many people have been told so many negative things about work, about career, that they've just adopted this mindset that, you know what, I'll just settle for whatever I get, or I'll settle for the first thing that feels good to me. Now, the problem with that is you're missing out, and the world is missing out on your best gift and your best talents. And so that's the fourth step, is to know your unique and your greatest talents, skills, and abilities. You have to discover those. And again, through assessments, through the work that we'll do with you, through the coaching, we have ways of, you know, boiling down to your greatest talents and your gifts and your skills, and so that as you're using them, your life just comes alive in ways that you could have never, ever imagined. You know, when you're a person who is stepping into that realm, because there's not a lot of people in the realm of having their job be their dream. You know, there's still people, you know, you might say, well, how will I know when I found my dream job? Well, just stay with us, and we're going to get to that shortly. Okay, we're going to talk about how you will be able to tell if you do. But for now, we're working on the seven steps to your career, to making your career dream your reality. And just to recap, we said the first step was that you have to believe that you can make your career dream a reality. You know, everything starts with belief. What you believe, because our beliefs can sabotage us or they can push us forward to our destiny. Because within those beliefs, there could be doubt and discouragement, and fear can be surrounding that dream and your beliefs. And then we talked about that you have to find out what it is that you would love to do. What would you love doing? It's another step. Knowing what you would love to do is another step that's going to get you closer to doing your dream job or your dream career. Number three, you need to discover your purpose. In other words, why are you here? What are you here for? I mean, on the earth, not physically where you are, like right at the moment, but that could be a part of it, though. But it could be, why are you in a particular city? For instance, when it came to finding my dream job, realizing that, okay, I'm here in Newark, New Jersey. When I landed in Newark, New Jersey in 1920, yeah, right. It's like, oh, 200 years ago, not 200, but close to 100 years ago. No, not 1920, but 1987. When I landed in Newark, New Jersey, it became very clear to me as to some work that I was going to be doing. Now, or should I say, a particular work stood out to me. And it's so funny how most of the work that I do, that I really enjoy, that I absolutely love doing, spawned from that. I remember saying, you know, to my sister at the time, this is what was going to be happening, and noticing a certain type of ill in society. And sure enough, where am I at? I'm working right in that field. And so what I'm saying is that your purpose in life, you know, your purpose in life. So following your purpose and finding your purpose. And then number four, knowing your unique skills and talents and abilities is another step. And again, we have assessments that will help you discover what your talents, your skills, and abilities are. So that's another step in finding your career dream. It's amazing. And you're going to love it. You're going to have this wonderful, wonderful life. And now I said I'm going to talk afterwards about why this is so, you know, so important. Now, and how you can tell when you've found your dream job. Okay? How to tell when you've found your dream job. So again, we'd just like to welcome you to the broadcast on at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Coach LaLisa. We have our Release Your Power coaching program that you can sign up for. We're on Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. You can follow us on, you know, Pinterest and a host of other social media network programs. You can also go to our website, release-your-power.com. You can sign up for our Release Your Power positive results coaching program, where you will get the positive results that you're looking for. You can sign up for the coaching program. You can also sign up for other training. So not just coaching, but we do have coaching and training. So you can also train to be, for instance, you can train to be a self-published author, a successful self-published author. You can train to be a trainer if you want to break into the field of being a trainer. You can train to be a motivational speaker. You can train to be a human resources assistant. So we have various training programs. You can train to be a success in life. So we have both types of programs, training programs, but we also have coaching. And so coaching, you may say, well, what's the difference between coaching and training? Well, we'll talk about that in another broadcast. Maybe I'll do a broadcast where I break down the difference in coaching, training, and all of that. Also, we do have webinars. So if you are in another city, another state, and you cannot come to a physical session, for whether it's for coaching and or for training, you can... Yes, and so, as we were saying, yes, when you have this dream job and you're doing absolutely what you want to do, it's nothing like it. Okay, so step number five. And so step number five is to do some research into the industry that you would, that you can put this dream career in. In other words, finding the industry fit. Finding the industry where your dream job would fit. And you may have a choice. There may be several. I know for me, as a coach, a trainer, I can fit in a lot of industries, anywhere from the finance industry. Then there's the health industry, there's the entertainment industry, there's the transportation industry, the banking industry, the food industry, the education industry. Ah, bingo, bingo, I found my love in the education industry. So step number five is that you have to research and find out what industry is where your dream career fit. And again, it could be in corporations, it could be in the medical field, it could be in the political arena. There are hundreds of industries, and you can research where you fit. There's social media, there's the media, there's this overall media. So many choices that you have. There's childcare. You name it, it's pretty much out there. And there's electronics, there's technology, there's energy. There's just, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. So, yes, it may take you a while. This may not be something that is going to be some wave a wand, a magic wand, and voila, there you have it. But we have also tools and assessments to help you. We already have a list of industries that we will work with you in our coaching program to help you, as we will with the other steps. So today we're talking about seven steps to finding your career dream, to making your career dream a reality. Again, we have to establish a dream, but we want to quickly move away from just having it as a dream to actually make it a reality. And so we've gone through step one, two, three, four, five in researching. And now step number six, after you've done the research and you found that industry, now it is time to actually begin to contact those industries, to match yourself up with the people that can make it happen for you. And so it's time to begin to, in other words, this is the implementation phase. This is where you're going to implement your dream career in real time. So you're going to actually contact people and find out how you can be involved with them. Because what ultimately has to happen, we said that we're going to help you with these various steps through our coaching program should you desire to sign up to work with me. This is the kind of coaching that I'm doing for people, and so I would absolutely help you, and I have all kinds of tools and assessments to help you discover what your dream career is, and then to help you get to the point where you're actually making that happen. But when it comes to matching up, there, you have to get the experience to be able to do your dream job. And so we have several ways to help you get that experience on how you can get the experience that you need to go into the particular industry and to actually start working in it. So if you just tuned in, welcome to the broadcast. We are on at 7 a.m. In the morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, we have our Tuesday morning host, and then you have myself and any guests that I will bring on to the broadcast the other days of the week. And also, if you're listening to the show and you have some type of a motivational program that you would like to bring to the people, by all means, get in touch with me through Facebook, and we can work something out. But it's been, you know, really great talking about this. I love talking. There's nothing, I don't know if there's anything I love talking about more other than talking about the Lord than I like talking about people finding their career dream and creating that, actually making that happen. And so after you've done the research and after you've talked to people in that particular industry, okay, and you're either working with them or you're doing the work, the last step in the steps to making your career dream a reality, the last step is that you want to continue to push forward. Because, okay, it may not, you may get to a point where you don't feel like things are happening after you've made the contact. You may even start trying to send out resumes, or you may try to start your own business or what have you, and it may seem like it's not working. So the last step is to keep your stamina intact. You know, keep pushing, keep going. Don't give up. You may have to reevaluate. You may have to tweak. So that's where, again, working with a coach in this area, I'm going to give you some tools that will help you in those areas, give you some activities, some things that you can do, some tips and some strategies to help you stay on course for your dream, to stay on course for your dream. Now, I said in the last minute that I would also to tell you how you'll know when you have that dream job, because some people, you may be very close and you don't even know it. Well, how you'll know that it's your dream job is when you can stay up all night doing it, when you can do it and you wouldn't even care if you got paid or not, which you are going to get paid, but this is a job where you don't mind going even on Monday morning. And when you're doing your dream job, you're actually thriving. So you're very successful. There's going to be a lot of productivity, and you're going to feel great about what you're doing. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. This has been Coach Valisa J. Williams. Don't forget, we have the PSUI Training Institute on the corner of Jefferson and East Jersey Street. Make sure you contact us for some training. Contact us for coaching. keep those words in mind. Coaching and training. Oh, right here with Coach Lalisa. Well, you have a great day. It's a great week. And I hope you find your dream career.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.